Yes.
Yeah, I really liked the way we talked about the dangerousness of the jungle.
Yes.
And I was in El Salvador last year.
Right.
Because it was the first time I'd ever experienced nature as being so threatening. I thought it was interesting when I thought about myself going on retreat or others in this society and how different it is. Our control, our connection to nature is what we treat. We're quite comfortable retreats and quite warm. And, you know, my life isn't threatened. You know, it's crawling about. And I just was sat here, I just thought in my head, I wondered how the Buddha would have dealt with the... he talks about fear and facing his fear. And I wondered about the function of fear to keep us safe in a hostile environment. And how we... I mean, it's a big question. But I wondered if you had any thoughts on how that would have been managed in an environment where fear, to some extent, could have kept you alive. And how we didn't get eaten by a tiger.
Right, okay.
I was in El Salvador, it was like fear was useful.
Yes, so there's a... what you could call, what Sangharakshita sometimes calls a rational fear. That's one thing, you know, that's to do with prudence and caution. And then there's irrational fear. I suppose it's really the distinction between the two. And noticing when the irrational fear... And he says to himself, you know, he's afraid of spirits. And he says to himself, what am I doing sitting here, you know, fearing these spirits? And it's that question. And I think, thinking about nature, another word for it could be the uncontrolled things that are there in our experience. And, you know, for us, living in a city is a way of controlling the environment. A building is that. But there are always things in our life that we can't control. You know, we can't control the way other people act towards us. We can't really control our emotions. So... psychologically, facing the things in our lives which we can't control is an important practice for anyone who's wanting to follow this sort of path. In fact, it's important for all of us. And then looking at the ways in which we keep things under control. We keep our relationships under control. We keep our environment under control. We keep our lifestyle under control. And exploring what that might mean. We turn away from the things that threaten it, like old age, sickness and death. So I think that it's a relevant theme for all of us, the things we fear.